word. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. And I thank you for that. Thank you, Father God, for your call and anointing upon me to minister your word. And Father, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Because God, dear Lord, I understand within myself I can do nothing. Jesus said without him we could do nothing. But through him we could do all things. So I'm resting in him here this morning to speak through my mouth, to think through my mind, to use this vessel for his glory. We welcome the presence of the Holy Spirit here this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. I began this message last week, last Sunday, and I didn't finish, so I want to continue this message this morning. Now, last Sunday, I believe, was Pentecost Sunday. And so my message once again today is the purpose of the Spirit-filled church. Purpose of the Spirit-filled church. And having said that, I want to begin reading from the first chapter of the book of Acts. Beginning at verse 6. Well, let's begin at verse 4. And being assembled, and I'm reading from the New King James Bible, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Verse 6, therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. Look at verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus told him, says, my return is in the hand of the Father. He knows when that's going to be. That's not what's most important right now. Now, don't get me wrong. We're looking forward to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
Amen. I say, is anybody looking forward to the return of the Lord?
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We're looking forward to the return of the Lord. And we should be looking for his return. We should be expecting him. I'm here to tell you, and I know you'll get all different opinions on this as you listen to different speakers or different teachers, preachers, whatever. But frankly, since Jesus said we don't know exactly when he's coming, I believe he can come in any time.
Amen.
I just believe he can come at any time. Now, some folk may disagree with that, and that is good and fine. I'm just sharing what I believe. Because one thing about it, I understand human nature. I understand human nature. Now, folk, they're like this. Matter of fact, Jesus talked about it. He said if the man of the house knew what hour the thief was coming, he would have been ready. So if Jesus is coming back on December the 25th, and I didn't say he was, somebody say amen. I'm just, you just don't go say I said that because I didn't. But I'm just using it as an example. But if Jesus, if the Bible said that Jesus was coming back on December the 25th, 2022, well, guess what some folk would be doing? Man, they'd be partying hard, just trying to get everything they can get in so that they can get right with God maybe about 1 week before he come back. You know, I mean, that's just general human nature, you know. But here's the thing. We need to be ready. If he's coming 30 minutes from now, we need to be ready. If he's coming 1,000 years from now, we need to be ready. I don't think it's going to be 1,000 years, though, I tell you that. Amen. But my point is, we need to walk with him and love him and have an intimate relationship with him that it doesn't matter if he comes 5,000 years from now. We're going to be ready because we walk with him. We walk with him. Give me another amen on that. Praise God. Hallelujah. But now Jesus told them, let me read it again. It's not for you to know the times or the season. This is verse 7, Acts 1, which the Father has put in his own authority. But now Jesus, this is the instructions Jesus is giving. He said, but you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And I just want to let you know, he came and I got it. He came and I got it. Can anybody else out here testify? He came, the Holy Ghost came and I got it. I am now filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. With the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you can testify to that, say, he came and I got it. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. And if you don't have it, I got good news for you. You can get it. And it's really not a it, it's a him. Hallelujah. But Jesus said, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be what? Yes, 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 yes. You shall be witnesses. A better way of saying it is my witnesses. Amen. I got a little italics in the center of my Bible. It says, written in italics, it says my witnesses. I like that. Amen. And you shall be witnesses or my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Hallelujah. That's the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's us. That's you and me, those of us that are born again. Amen. We're part of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And Jesus has, he's called the church to be witnesses for him at home. In nearby areas and throughout the entire world, he called us to be witnesses for him. Now, I'm not going to re-preach what I did last week, but I do want to review it real quick. Excuse me. One of the purposes of the Spirit-filled church is to win the lost. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, we had a team to go out here, and I just want to publicly say thank you guys for what you did. But we had a team that went out Saturday morning. If y'all hadn't seen it on Facebook, go to the church's Facebook page, and there's some pictures. But they went out into the apartments there, one of the apartments there in Chesterfield, and shared the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Left some gifts hanging on the doors for the people, and letting them know that Jesus Christ loves them. You hear me? Letting them know that Jesus Christ loved them. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's part of his commission, to go win the lost. I'm going to tell you something. As a church, we can have programs. We can do this. We can do the other. You can do whatever you want to. But if you're not winning the lost, you're missing it. Hallelujah. This church, you hear me? As long as I am the pastor of this church, winning the lost would be a top priority for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Because this fella you're looking at now, I once was lost, but now I'm found. And I want to tell you, I'm glad I was found. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank God for a man by the name, the man right now that's already with the Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. But a man by the name of Billy Graham. That's the reason I'm born again today. Hallelujah. He wasn't pastoring the church, but he was preaching the gospel all over the world. Some of you don't know my story, and I'm not going into it other than to say this because it take up too much time. But I was a young man that heard the gospel by way of a black and white television. I don't even know, they might have had color television then. I think they did, but we certainly couldn't afford one. Matter of fact, we couldn't even afford a new black and white one. My daddy went and down to some place where they had used TVs and bought a black and white television for us to watch. And the thing stayed off more than it stayed on. We'd be watching it, and then it just quit on you. And my dad did something. It was very unsafe, but it worked. And by the grace of God, our house didn't burn down. But he took those old TVs had picture tubes, and there's a little thing at the back of it that jutted out. Usually they had a little thing. Some of you old folks know what I'm talking about. That little part that juts out at the back of the TV. How many of you know what I'm talking about? No, we all got, some of us got a little age on it, where there's a little end that stick out there, and so that thing was loose. So my daddy grabbed him a rag and stuffed it in there to hold that thing in, and thank God that rag didn't catch fire. It didn't, but the TV stayed on. The TV stayed on, and I heard Billy Graham. I was at home by myself. And he made the gospel so simple. He made it so simple. And I listened to him. I went in my bedroom at home by myself. In the bedroom, got on my knees and invited Jesus Christ into my heart as my Lord and Savior. And I got up off of my knees. Let me tell you something, folks. I got off of my knees. I knew I was born again. I ain't have nobody there to tell me, you saved now. When I got quote unquote religion, they told me I had it, but on the inside, I didn't know I had it. I just didn't know I had it. I didn't know I had it, and then couldn't find out I didn't have it. But when I got up off my knees that day in the house by myself, I knew I had Jesus Christ in my life, and nobody could change my mind. Glory to God. That's the reason we got to win souls. We got to. That's the purpose of. That's one of the purposes of the church, is to win the lost. Amen. Jesus said he came to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. All right, that's number one. The purpose of the church is to win the lost. Number two, and we covered this last week. Number two is to strengthen the brethren. Strengthen the brethren. I said strengthen the brethren. We need to strengthen one another, not fight with one another. We need to strengthen one another. Hallelujah. All through the New Testament, and especially the letters, it talks about strengthening one another, encouraging one another, loving one another. Hallelujah. This is Word of Life Fellowship Church, but you know, it could be named Love Fellowship Church. I mean, that's what I want to see in this church. You hear me? I want, and it hadn't been easy. Glory to God, it hadn't been easy, but over the years. And by the way, let me tell y'all this while I'm got it on my mind, lest I forget. This is Sunday, June 12th, right, Sugar? Sunday, June 12th. Well, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, June the 14th, this ministry will be 36 years old. Give God praise, will you? Hallelujah. June 14th is the 36th birthday of this ministry. And I want to tell you, God has been good, and he still lives, and God is faithful. You hear me? God's good and God's faithful. Hallelujah. And I think we only know when we all get to heaven the impact that this church has had, because I don't know it all. You know, glory to God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. And we are going to continue to impact lives for the Lord Jesus Christ. It has nothing to do with James Redfern. It has everything to do with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. So we should strengthen our brethren. We should keep each other encouraged, sharing the word of God with one another. Amen? You that are strong, and bear the infirmities of the weak. You know, help the weak, those that are weak. In Galatians, it tells us, those of you that are spiritual, help rescue those that are weak and in trouble. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So number one, we should be winning the lost. Talking about the Spirit-filled church. Number two, we should strengthen the brethren. And when we say brethren, we're talking about brethren and sistren. Amen. Amen? Amen? Glory to God. And number three, the Spirit-filled church should be a church of praise and worship of God. Now understand, when I say church, I know where the real church is. We are the church. Amen. We are the church. So that means we should be praising God individually, but when we come together collectively, we need to praise and worship God together. Amen. Jesus Christ is the chief shepherd of the church. Hallelujah. And we need to give him glory. Turn in your Bibles to Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, the fifth chapter. Book of Ephesians, the fifth chapter. I'll just begin, let me see, I'll begin reading at verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Therefore, do not be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Hallelujah. Oh, that's important. I could camp right there for a while, but we'll move on. And do not be drunk with wine, which is dissipation. I guess I'm pronouncing that right. Forgive me if I'm not. Pray for me. But be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit, right? Say it. Let me read it again. Be filled with the Spirit. And then verse 19 says, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. I want to read 19 again. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Verse 20, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We are supposed to be blessing the name of the Lord. Amen. We are supposed to be blessing the name of the Lord. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ should be a church of praise. It should be a church of praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Why? Well, first of all, as I've already said, praise and worship glorifies God. Glorifies God. He is worthy to be praised. I say again, He is worthy to be praised. You don't believe he's worthy to be praised, just take a deep breath. Isn't it a blessing just to be able to breathe? And that's not the only thing. We could go on and on and on how God has blessed us and is blessing us presently. It glorifies him. Hallelujah. Second is... second is praise and worship refreshes us. Praise and worship refreshes us. If you're going through a hard time in life, rather than crying and always talking about your misery or talking your miseries to other people, and most of the time, they have no answers for you. Rather than doing that, why don't we take that time to just bless the Lord? Let me tell you something. You can praise God when you don't have two pennies to rub together. Hallelujah. You can praise the Lord. I said you can praise the Lord. I've shared with y'all how that there were times with Kathy and me when we didn't have food to eat, didn't have money to buy food to eat. But we worshiped the Lord, and we blessed the Lord. Now, this has been years ago. And you've heard me tell the story before. You remember me telling you about God sent a person by with a bag of groceries? How many of y'all remember that story? Amen. God sent a person by with a bag of groceries. Amen. That person is here this morning. Right here. Raise your hand. Hallelujah. I didn't call your name. You might not want it called out. We live streaming and everything. But that brother, that's the brother that got off the church van. I don't know if you even remember it. You do? Amen. Got off the church van with a bag of groceries and brought it to the house. Didn't know we needed anything. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. If you don't have two pennies to rub together, you bless the name of the Lord. I say you bless the name of the Lord. And you stand on his word, what he has promised you. Amen. And I want to tell you something else. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Let me find my place here again. Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. I just want to read, I read these two verses to you, or three verses to you. I want to read it to you again. This is Ephesians 5. It says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Listen, therefore do not be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Let me tell you something. It's time that we understand what the will of the Lord is. Well, what do you mean by that? You may not know if you need to make a right turn or a left turn or to go straight. You may not know which way you need to go. But what you do know is I can bless the name of God. I can spend time with God. I can spend time in his presence, and I can bless his name, and he will work it out for me. He will work it out for me. He will work it out for me. And I'm sure many, many of us have that testimony when we've, so to speak, been at the crossroads and we didn't know which way to go. But when we lift our eyes towards heaven and begin to bless the Lord, amen. And when we put our eyes in our Bibles and begin to read the Word of God, something happened. God sends someone, or God speaks to us personally and points us in the right direction. The Church of the Lord Jesus Christ need to worship him. Worship him personally, and when we come together collectively, let's worship him. When we come together during the worship time, it's not about any. Matter of fact, the vast majority of you don't even know this, but usually the praise team come out of this door, the worship team, I should say, come, and the musicians come out, most of the time, they come out of this door, and there's a sign, and I hadn't checked later, but I'm sure the sign is still there. Y'all can testify, and somebody tell me what the sign says. Say it loud so the folk can hear you.
Make sure they see Jesus and not
yourself. Yeah. It says, make sure they see Jesus and not you. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Folks that come into this sanctuary, they're coming to have an experience with Jesus. have an experience around the Word of God, having a praise experience with Him. Don't have time for the flesh. Don't care how good you can sing. Show me Jesus. Let me experience Jesus. Hallelujah. So, number two, like I said, or number one in 3:1 is praise and worship God. It glorifies God. Number two is praise and worship refreshes us. And number three, praise and worship creates an atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to move. Praise and worship, true praise and worship, creates an atmosphere for God to move. I want to read you something. Hallelujah. In 2 Chronicles, turn over there, please. 2 Chronicles. And I'm trying to get there too. Our fifth chapter. 2 Chronicles, the fifth chapter. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the story here is that Solomon had built the temple. And I'm just trying to decide where I want to pick this up at. And the temple was ready to receive the Ark of the Covenant to be placed in the Holy of Holies. Okay? It says, and it came to pass, verse 11, 2 Chronicles 5, verse 11. And it came to pass when the priest came out of the most holy place, for all the priests who were present had sanctified themselves without keeping to their divisions. And the Levites, now notice something here, and the Levites who were the singers, see that? All those of Asaph and Heman and Jeduthun, I think I'm pronouncing that right, if not, forgive me, with their sons and their brethren stood at the east end of the altar, clothed in white linen, having cymbals, stringed instruments, glory to God, and harps. And with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets. Glory to God. Verse 13. Indeed, it came to pass when the trumpeters and singers were as one. Oh, you got to grab that. And all of my singers, and not all my singers and my musicians are here right now, I sure hope they'll watch this live stream later, because this is very, very, very important, and not just for them, for all of us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. I lost my place. Where'd I stop? What verse? 13. Okay. Thank you. Indeed, it came to pass, I read it again, when the trumpeters and singers were as one. I'm emphasizing that for a reason, because we have to set the atmosphere for the move of the Holy Spirit. I say again, we have to set the atmosphere for the move of the Holy Spirit. And it hinders him when there's strife of whatever sort it may be. It will hinder the move of God. We don't want to be guilty of that. We don't want to be guilty of that. So let me read it again. I know I'm emphasizing that. Indeed, it came to pass when the trumpeters and singers were as one to make what? One sound. In other words, they were in unity. To be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised who?
The Lord.
Praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. That the house of the Lord was filled with what? Was filled with a cloud. Now notice, they were as one. They were worshiping and praising God, and they were on one accord. Are you still here?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. So the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud. So, this is verse 14. So that the priests could not continue ministering because of the cloud. Why? For the glory of the Lord filled the house of God. I say, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of God. I say, for the glory of the Lord fill the house of God. Let the glory of the Lord fill this house. I say, let the glory of the Lord fill this house. But now, let me tell you something. God himself said that he wasn't satisfied dwelling in the temple and in the Holy of Holies made by man. He wanted to dwell in our hearts. He wanted to dwell in our Holy of Holies place. And that's where he is right now. Are you listening to me? That's where he is right now. And if we will begin to magnify him and bless his name as individuals, because we are the temple of God. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. God dwells in our Holy of Holies. We are the temple of God. If we will praise him, if we will worship him, if we will bless him, guess what? When we come together collectively, good things are going to happen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Why don't you just have a praise moment right now? Woo, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless you, Father. We praise you, Father. We magnify you, Father. Oh, glory to your name. 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 Woo! Hallelujah. Let the glory cloud arise on the inside of me. Let the glory of cloud be seen outside of me, because I'm blessing his name. Hallelujah. Whoa, glory to God. Oh, my Baba, so come my Yeshiki, Baba. I'm getting. I'm not gonna finish today either. But I just want to tell you something. Glory to God. And I believe you agree with me on this. But I'm gonna be personal. This is my time to shine for him. This is my time to shine. Yes, he is coming back. But right now I'm here in the earth. Y'all hear me? I'm right here in the earth. This is my time to shine. This is your time to shine. This is your time and our time to let the glory of the Lord be seen. There's a lost world out there. There are hurting people out there. There are hurting Christians out there that need to see spirit-filled believers come in the power of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh! Hallelujah! Let this church collectively be a church of praise. Which means that if we're going to be a church of praise collectively, we're going to have to be praisers individually. Hallelujah. And we can set the atmosphere for God to move, for the lost to be saved, for the sick to get healed. Seeing the hand of God move in the lives of hurting people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Come on up here and help me sing. I'm talking to the team right now. And he's just the same as his holy name. That's the reason why I love him so. Because Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Come on, sing it for me.
Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Oh, he's just the same. Oh, he's just the same.
Now, I want to say this while they're singing. If you're sick in your body and you need hands laid on you for the healing of your body, I'm going to ask you to get up out of your seat and come on down. I love to pray for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Because Jesus.